Well, I suppose the title suggests that it's about how there are powers and forces at work around us that we feel, and we are, if not at their mercy, always aware of them moving us. I had spent months writing sonnets. I decided I was going to write 100. Not sure that I got to 100. But then I went back and went through all the ones I had written, picked out the ones I liked best, and then joined them with some other recent poems, which were some of them free verse, some of them rhymed forms of other sorts, so that it was a matter of selection from what was already existing.
When you write poetry now, is there something that you have learned over the years that somehow facilitates it for you? Is there a, I don't know, is there a path that you take that you know will work for you?
I think it may be the other way around, that you need to find new difficulties. I've found in later years that I've gone back to writing metrical and rhyming verse, which I hadn't much for a long time, but I need the demands of that. I need the difficulties that it presents to you. In the same way that I've found that I've been tending to write stories which demand technical virtuosity of some sort. I have a whole book of stories in dialogue, which are constant challenges to do it that way. And I find that the stimulation of meeting the difficulty is greater than the stimulation of simply looking into yourself or your own history or even the world around you. It forces invention, and it helps. It makes invention in some ways comes easier. You know, you jump higher when there's a pin stuck in you.